Guys, it really means a lot to us here at the Monday Mass. If you would just smash the like button and subscribe, because without people like you, there would be no us.
Yeah. So you were talking way louder before in the test.
Hey!
We did get some comments on Todd's audio levels.
We got one comment. Someone said your audio was off.
One unhappy listener is enough to put me on notice.
We have six.
And put me on edge.
All right.
Welcome.
Hey, everybody. We're on the Monday Mass, and it's Monday. And
we're on it.
We're freaking doing it.
We're hosting it.
Chris, guess what?
It's June 14th.
You know what that means.
What? Another Monday Mass on
Here
a Monday.
Here we are. Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. You probably know that because you're here. And look, this little thing. Yeah. Oh, now we're going. Yes. It's all happening. Audio, video, personalities, smarts.
Several of the ingredients.
Sports.
Hey, Chris, I just I went skateboarding early this morning.
I know. I got a really rare, uncommon let's go skate call text from Todd Richards.
I'm kind of into it again.
You're into it?
Skating early.
Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not.
Not easy.
It's not easy, but it's very rewarding.
It is rewarding.
There's no pressure.
There's nothing like battling a trick before 9 a.m.
I know.
To really set your day off.
What'd you battle this morning?
Lip slide Smith grind.
Lip slide Smith grind. Good job, Todd.
On a ramp that wasn't steep enough to even do a Smith grind.
Well,
so
thank
it was
you
a pointless
for,
battle.
Thank
really.
You for your consideration.
Yep.
In considering me to skateboard with you.
Cool.
Well, we do have sponsors of this podcast. You probably know that, but we're going to tell you again because these are the people that make it possible. We need to get all these sponsors. We need to bill them.
Oh, if we do? Hey, listen.
Eventually, yeah.
Listen, you friggin' sponsors.
Listen, sponsors.
We're not just saying your name here just because.
Who is getting a better deal?
Sponsors.
The sponsors, yes. Or the podcasters?
Sponsors are.
Oh, the sponsors are reaping the rewards.
Like, I just did the bomb hole. Their game, they have it together.
They do.
We do not have it together.
Okay, why do they have it together? Why do we not have
they
it
have
together?
Employees like packaging shit for Patreon and sending it out. We can barely send an invoice to the people that want to give us money.
I know. Well, do the guys from the bomb hole, that's their job?
Yeah, that's their job now. This could be our job.
Well,
Joe Rogan is only 5'3" tall.
The bro whisperer?
What's that?
He's the bro whisperer.
Did you hear about that this weekend?
Yeah.
Someone skywrote Joe Rogan is literally 5'3" tall.
Yeah. And I don't like making fun of people for their size because I'm not a tall guy, but I'm 5'7".
Okay, well, there you go. Don't be weird.
I don't know if I could.
Don't be weird.
Who would win a fight between you and Joe Rogan?
I don't know. He's got MMA training.
He's drinking some kind of weird like mushroom muscle milk formula.
Muscle mushroom?
That proves erections.
What? Wow.
Well,
all right, well, that was the podcast.
It's been a while since we did this on a Monday, so you know, I'm not used to it.
Hey, so let's get into the sponsors. So we got a lot to talk about.
Really? I thought this was going to be a real quick one. Okay. Nothing to talk about. Okay, Nanocraft CBD. Nanocraft CBD on the Instagram. You can go there. You can get your Nanocraft CBD. You can go to the website. The link is in the bio, at Nanocraft CBD.
MASS20 is the code. 20. Enter that, and you will get 20% off.
Sleep like Todd.
That's right. I'm going to have to go home and sprinkle that shit all over me.
Are you sore? Do you think you're going to be sore from skateboarding
this
morning?
My ankles feel like they were used as punching bags.
So you could rub some of that Nanocraft stick on them.
Yeah,
on your
rub
ankles.
A stick on there.
Rub a stick on it. Nanocraft. Bubs Naturals. I just put it in my coffee this morning. I've been on Bubs now for, 8 months? 6 to 8 months? Life is so good. My bones feel just strong, dense, powerful.
Really?
Yeah, my skin, as you can clearly see if you're watching this on the YouTube, is looking
his skin
lovely.
Looks tight. He looks really lovely. Symmetrical right now.
Feeling good. And we have a code at Bubs Naturals. It's MASS20.
I still don't understand why everyone can't just get on board with MASS20. Like, why do we have to have different codes?
Well, because I don't know. I'm trying.
I'm just saying it would make life
a
lot easier for us.
I'm running a business and not well.
Okay. Beneath, BN3TH. It's the underwear that you love to wear. I have mine on too, but I refuse to stand up. And it's underwear. It's comfortable.
It's under there.
It cups your nethers.
Yes.
And do they have women's underwear yet?
I'm sure. We should know this as a main team writer.
Well, we always keep saying it cups your nuts, and it's like, why do we need it to be so
cups your labia.
Gender? Wow. Moving right along. There's a why code there, too. Monday. See, this is what I'm talking Monday. About. If it simply was Mass 20 all the way around.
It's happening.
Monday.
Let me say, I emailed the guys.
Okay, let's not get in the weeds.
Okay, you talk about. Just saying.
Hanson's surfboards. Yep. Do you have a desire for a surf lifestyle piece of clothing or equipment?
Yes.
Go to hansonssurfboards.com and you can get it. Because they're the best surf shop around here in Encinitas. They are OG. They've been here forever. There's all kinds of history with Hanson's.
The new code for Beneath Apparel, BN3TH Apparel, is MASS20.
See, we are fucking changing the world.
Changing the game, bombhole. Well, you get Todd on your show. Now he comes in all business hot. Tell us how to do it.
Dude, they're all driving Lambos.
They're driving Lambos, huh?
Yeah.
I have a used Honda Odyssey.
Sick, though.
It's the Podyssey because this podcast is paying for it.
Damn.
It's not.
All right, where were we?
We do this for love.
Where were we? We were Hanson's.
We did Hanson's.
Okay.
Panic and coffee and tea. I mean, obviously, like I'm putting my coffee where my mouth is.
And then they also have nitro cold brew in a can. Go over there and get
goodness.
Some.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good. Get you fired up. You can get it online, panicandcoffeeandtea.com. K2 Snowboarding, K2.snowboarding. K2 is, they have a long, rich history in snowboarding. And, of course, one of the best teams currently riding snowboards, K2. Where do people snowboard in summertime in the world?
France.
New Zealand?
Yes.
France
also. I don't know.
No, I know about a place
you
in
can
France.
Go to Mount Hood. You can't go to Whistler anymore. You can go to Mount Hood. You can go to the Southern Hemisphere, Chile or Argentina. You can go to New Zealand or Australia if you do a 14-day quarantine.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a really giant pain in the ass.
Shout out to Taylor Steele, currently over halfway through his 14-day quarantine in Australia. And I just remember I was on Instagram, and he said, day one. And then I lived my life. I had a lot of, days and nights doing things, going on about town. And then I checked back in, which seemed like a month later, Taylor's still in a hotel room.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to go to Australia anytime soon because
Chemistry
I love the place.
Surfboards. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Are you looking for a surfboard for this summer and fall? Well, yes. Let me recommend to you Chemistry Surfboards. They're made in Oceanside, California by a gang of really cool dudes, and they all surf. And
they surf great.
They're artists, and they're wave technicians, and yeah.
Yeah, artistic wave riding equipment technicians.
It's a boutique brand, and you should support them. Don't support those other
core.
Brands.
I say core brand, yeah.
I think boutique sounds more fancy.
Boutique hotel is where you want to stay with the lady or the gentleman, whoever you choose to stay with. But boutique surfboard company,
I don't know.
It sounds better when you say core.
Core. They're super core.
They have cores inside. Foam core. YouOnline.com. YouOnline. The Sundown Sessions continue. Hosted by and produced by Chris Cantori at YouOnline. And also, they got Steve Poltz coming up. Pato Bantan. Do you know any Pato Bantan songs?
No, I've just heard the name.
Dude, Pato Bantan has some good ones. I do not sniff the coke, I only smoke.
Oh, that's Pato Mila. Bantan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, neat. Pato.
Now I know. New Greens.
New Greens.
You can check them out at New Greens on Instagram. I just went and skated this morning.
With the New Greens
crew. Devin from New Greens. And the Midlife Health Minute is hitting you in the face. There's a new episode out with John Wayne Freeman about getting your fish oils.
I got it.
Where are you going? What are you doing? Are you okay? What are you doing?
I got questions on here for later.
Okay. New Greens. That's right. And you can get 20% off if you enter MASS20. Do you want to be healthy? Then
yes.
Frickin' drink New Greens.
Yes. You got to get healthy because Adventure.io is open back up. Adventure.io, the ultimate adventure life hammer app, is up and running. And you need to get on there
that's
and get
right.
yourself
whatever
on
your adventure is. Do you want to be hunted? Well, you could probably design that adventure.
Yes.
How much would it cost for you to be hunted like an animal? You know what I mean?
What kind of animal?
No, like you would be the prey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, am I going to be like, shot?
Maybe.
Well, I don't want that.
Not like fully shot, but like maybe like, I don't know, like a dart.
Like a trank dart?
Before a trank was a dart.
I think it'd be kind of fun to be hunted with a trank dart.
Kind of like, what was that movie? Well, Hunger Games.
Obviously. Old school.
You know, but I'm talking about like movie where you're like hunted.
Oh.
Like they give you like an hour to go.
The Hunted.
Yeah. Anyway.
Those were our sponsors. Now we're getting into the podcast. It's about action sports. So if you don't like surfing, skateboarding, snowboarding,
then stick around nerdy for stuff. Nerd News, because that's at the end. And it's be
if you don't like any of that stuff,
dope.
You may be thinking that you're looking for a religious podcast, the Monday Mass. That's not it. We do not speak about religion in this building. Can though, if you want to get into it. Yeah, dinner table and politics. The Oireo Pro had originally Surf News is brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. By the way, okay. Hanson Surfboards.
We already did that.
The G's. The Oireo Pro is now canceled. So why? Here is your update.
Why?
Because of an abundance of caution of safety for athletes, staff, and the local community.
When was it supposed to be?
It was supposed to be coming up in a month.
Is it a COVID shit show there?
I think they're coming. I think they're coming around, just like we are in Brazil from COVID. But I just think logistics, Olympics, surf, all these things came together, and it would have just been a little much. So
what's still on the menu?
I've got you. I've got the remainder of the 2021 Championship Tour updates. This is the WSL events that are happening soon. The Jeep Surf Ranch Pro, presented by Adobe,
this weekend.
Not the brick, not the building material, the computer software, Adobe.
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 Can you say Adobe?
And I will be there.
Are you doing it?
I will be saying Adobe repeatedly.
Do you think you'll get any waves in?
I don't know.
Are you bringing a board?
I go up there not expecting.
But do you bring a board?
To get a wave. Yeah, I'll bring a board.
You should.
Just in case.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, because sometimes if you bring a board, you definitely are not getting a wave. But if you don't bring a board, you're probably going to get a wave.
Dude, I would bring a board.
It's like a. I will be bringing a 5'2 Pizel
Dark
Arts Gremlin.
Okay,
so yeah, I'm bringing a board. I'll be at Surf Ranch. So next time we talk, next Monday,
you'll have a.
I will be like, oh, I was hanging out with all these cool pro surfers.
Why don't you do some
surfers.
Interviews with some people? Make yourself useful.
I will. After that, the Corona Open Mexico, presented by Quicksilver.
That's still on.
August 10th through the 20th.
Still happening.
Still happening.
In Barra de la Cruz.
The Outer Known Tahiti Pro, August 24th. So straight from Mexico, fly to Tahiti. What a life. The Rip Curl WSL Finals happening September 9th.
Wow, there's only 5 more events and 4 in order for you to solidify yourself to be in that 5th and final event.
No, there's 3.
1, 2.
Jeep, Surf Ranch Pro, Corona Open, Outer Known Open.
You're right. So
and then the
3
finals.
And the wow, that's it.
Yeah, the top 5 men, top 5 women will compete at the WSL Finals presented by Rip Curl at Lower Trestles, which people are getting heated. That's a WSL trademark show.
What is it?
Not hosted by me. Remember when I used to host all the WSL shows?
Yeah, then you got canned.
Well, I didn't get canned. I mean, I'm going to Surf Ranch. My face probably wore out its welcome.
Would you? Okay.
I wouldn't want to see my
face
every
day. Let me ask you this.
Day.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You have, you know, you got kids.
I do.
You got responsibilities. Would you?
So many.
Would you sign up for a full WSL year at this point?
Well, that depends on the payment.
Well, let's just say the compensation was fair. It wasn't like over the top. It wasn't like lowballed. It was just like an average compensation. Are you like? Would you be? Because it's a long time.
That's a great. It used to be 10 months a year. Now it's like 8 months of the year. A lot of travel. A lot of time away from home. Just the Ozleg alone. And of course, who knows about next year, 2022? But 2 months in Australia without seeing your kids and without, you know, like is gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, with COVID protocols in place for a lot of these events, you can't bring your family. So I think this year was a really tough year to be a surf commentator from America because, you know, all the events are abroad, pretty much.
Well, who went? Only Joe went. Only mm-hmm. Trappell was the only one that was mobile.
Yeah.
The only dude.
Well, because a 14-day quarantine before you even start the contest window is, you know, that's like a month for one event. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it would be tough. But, yeah, of course. I mean, that is such an awesome job. So I think if it got back to normal and you could bring your family at least on a couple of them, I would absolutely do that. WSL, are you listening? No, they're bringing me on for Jeep Surf cool. Ranch Pro.
Great.
So I'm excited about.
I mean, that'd be fun.
And I got my hand raised high for everything else.
Hey,
you,
I heard...
You ride for Quicksilver. Can't you put your name in to go to the Corona Open?
Here's the deal. It's like going to a surf contest, while it sounds fun, it's not. You've got all the best surfers in the world there, not to mention, you know...
It's
so that means you're just pushing all the surfers that are normally there to these other spots. You're not going to go surfing.
Nobody.
The only place you can do that really is like France.
It's such a good job.
It's a good job.
It's a good job. You know it. You know it.
Better than the other one that I do. In the snow, windy, cold.
They're like, you can go ride now. It's dark.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Kelly Slater is competing in the Outer Known Pro or whatever the hell it's called.
Kelly Slater has confirmed he'll be surfing at the Surf Ranch Pro on June 18th.
It's not that's Outer Known, is days. It? Is it Outer Known?
No, it's the Surf Ranch Pro.
Okay.
Presented by Adobe.
Adobe.
The Jeep right. Surf Ranch Pro presented by
Got
Adobe.
It. Got it. I need to Adobe. Get my verbiage needs to be on point.
The goat pulled out of the Australian leg because of his foot. Which he actually injured in 2017. Still going. He's been struggling, but he's coming back. Some of the other surfers that have withdrawn, either due to concentrating on the Olympic Games or injury, out, which means we've got some surfers in. Eli Hanneman's going to be competing. You know Eli Hanneman?
Mm-hmm.
The kid that just does
he's very good.
Crazy airs.
I just hope that we don't see... And someone put this on Instagram the other day. I thought it was very funny. It was like the Matrix, where right. the Matrix glitches, and the guy's like, "Oh, I think I just saw a cat do the same thing twice." And it's like, whatever.
Right.
But it's like, will we end up seeing 45 alley-oops? You know what I mean? It just, I love Kelly's wave. I think it's very cool to do. I think it's boring as hell to watch.
Instagram is where you're going to get arguments. There was arguments about anti-finals, saying this is not how a championship is won at one day at Trestles. I, on the other hand, I like experimentation and change.
I think Trestles is a better wave to compete on besides Kelly's pool.
Well, they
is
I mean,
it Kelly's pool?
People,
the surf ranch.
People whatever. Really liked the... Surf fans really liked having the final event of the year at Pipeline.
Yeah.
Surfers are stubborn. They want to just keep it the same. I want to see these guys at Pipeline. I don't care if somebody's clinched it leading up. Keep it the same. Don't change it. What? Fins?
I'm not arguing.
Don't change it.
I'm not arguing about lowers. I think lowers is really fun. I just think if you compare lowers to the surf ranch, lowers all day long, even if it was like lowers in like smaller lowers.
It's a different branch of the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So the main concern about Surf Ranch is boredom and repetition. I, for one, enjoy it. And every time I say I enjoy an event, people say, well, you're on the WSL payroll. You have to say that. Well, I'm not, unless I'm working at the event. But I am able to speak my mind. And I think the event at Surf Ranch is cool, but I think it's up to the surfers to make it better. The wave is there. Again, surfers being stubborn and being safe because they think, oh, I need a six or whatever, and they only get two waves. It's like, do something different. Quote, point of difference, right?
Mm.
I don't want to see eight turns and two tubes. I want to see a turn, a flip, a tube, another flip.
What if someone just pumped down the line for the whole wave and just set up a freaking massive air at the end?
Go for it. Go for it. And I think the surfers need a pep talk before the event. Guys like Eli Hanneman, Lucas Vicente is coming. He's our world junior champion. He's going to compete.
Mm-hmm.
San Clemente, Positive Vibe Warrior. Patrick Adauskas will be back. He does rodeo flips.
He's awesome.
Coco Ho is competing on the women's side.
Hey. Just sidebar, because this is what we do
SB.
Here. We branch.
Yes.
We throw to branches. The electric acid surfboard test on Stab with Coco and Mason is like the best freaking
The best thing electric I've seen. Acid surfboard
I
test.
Think it's the dynamic between those two.
Yeah.
It makes me wish that I had a sibling. I'm an only child, but I think it would be like really those guys. It's just, you look at that and I'm like, man, if my kids,
pretty cool.
If my kids could get along like they do at that age, it's awesome. And just cause Coco and Mason are the freaking coolest people ever. And it's like, it's just cool. And Coco freaking rips and Mason freaking rips.
And the boards so look rad and the waves look
it's
fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
Stab probably, I think Stab does the best original content, right? Electric acid surfboard test.
Who's giving them money to do
this? The Andy Irons docu series was
amazing.
How
are they getting the money to do this?
They're wizards at getting sponsors. Monster Energy. I mean, you look at the sponsors they have for electric acid surfboard test, and it's like a lot of them. Mm. More sponsors than we have. But, you know, like they don't have Panikin sponsoring the electric acid surfboard test, and we do. Okay. Did you see the shark video?
Yes.
Captured by Beef's TV 3 blocks down the road.
Yeah, it was in Cardiff. But
pretty
that,
radical.
Okay, so that day when that dropped, okay, we were in the water over the spot that I surf at. That's roughly, I don't know, a mile up the beach from where that was.
Yeah.
And the jet ski came over to us. There was a jet ski out in the water, and this woman lifeguard came over and said, hey, just want to tell you guys that just up the beach here at White Fence, a great white breached. At 7 o'clock this morning. We were out in the water at like 9. We're just like, yeah, cool. I mean, we've seen it. We've all seen it by now. We've seen great whites breach.
There's not, I mean, you can't do anything to prevent that.
So just like think less appetizing thoughts.
Yeah, don't. Supposedly, if you eat a lot of like green beans the night before and you pee in your wetsuit, every time that happens, somebody gets bit.
I told my kids that if you pee in your wetsuit, it's more. It attracts the sharks more than blood because I was really trying to get the wetsuit smell down a little bit in our house.
Sharks love water sports.
They do.
They are super into weird, kinky stuff.
They're super...
They're into biting.
They're bitey?
They're biting. They're into kink. Sharks have kinks and, you know, God love them.
That's why their eyes roll back.
Exactly. Shark eyes. They're biting. They love blood. I mean, what kind of kinky shit is that? You love pee, you love blood. And you know what? It's their choice.
I'm not
Anything
judging.
Goes. I'm not judging.
But anyway, I thought that was kind of funny.
Your kink is your kink.
But it's, you know, it's there's sharks in the ocean and they're jumping around. It's the sharks you see are cool. The sharks you don't see are the ones you worry about.
Right. The no-see-ums.
Mm-hmm.
Surfer Magazine, surfer.com surprised us over the weekend.
They did?
Yeah, they said
us isn't me.
Their story: 6 podcasts that will entertain your ear holes by Surfer Magazine.
Did we make it?
We made the cut.
Holy shit! You're kidding me.
Yeah, we made the cut along with Ain't It Swell and a couple others.
Really?
You'll have to go to surfer.com
they
to find out.
They say good shit.
You wanted me to tell you exactly. This is verbatim.
Yeah.
Legendary co-hosts Chris Cote and Todd Richards have dubbed their Monday Mass podcast as the world's greatest action sports show. It was voted by us as that. Released weekly, Monday Mass breaks down all the news in surfing, snowboarding, and skateboarding by two of the most stoked out action sports fans in Southern California.
Oh, brah.
The duo just released an episode, which you can hear, watch above, wherein Chris and Todd talk about the ISA World Surfing Games, the newly qualified 2021 Olympians for both surfing and skateboarding, and Stab's new electric acid surfboard test featuring Coco Ho and Mason Ho. We talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
According to the hosts, this is probably their best episode in years. Everything we do is the best.
The sarcasm
according to us.
Just missed the mark right there, didn't it?
It was in quotes, the best episode in years.
This is our best episode in years.
Thank you to Ashton and Surfer Magazine.
That's awesome.
Surfer Magazine, the Bible of our sport.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We're getting shout outs.
This is pretty interesting. Talk about the future,
dude.
The future of surfing. El Salvador.
I have a back-end comment on this, but
okay.
Go ahead.
El Salvador, where I was just at, I kept hearing about Bitcoin Beach. You can pay with Bitcoin. Well, El Salvador is now the first country to make Bitcoin actual currency. Surf City, a.k.a. Bitcoin Beach, you can pay with Bitcoin and also U.S. dollars. What's your fun fact?
Bitcoin's price didn't go anywhere when they announced that.
At all?
No.
I thought it went up a slight smidge.
Less than when Tesla said, we're taking Bitcoin for Teslas.
My cryptocurrency game is lacking.
It's not that good.
I put my life savings of $800 into crypto. And now I'm down to $540.
Dogecoin.
No Doge.
Anyway, I think that's neat. Why would a country want to use Bitcoin?
Ease of and safety. You know, you're not walking around with a bunch of money in your pocket. You're just Bitcoining. You mine some Bitcoin. You pay for your food.
Chris, where does the Bitcoin come from?
It comes from the mines. The crypto mines, which are located on Alderaan.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's why Elon Musk has rockets.
To go and get it?
He gets it, and he brings it back, and he dumps it out in L.A., and then it goes on a conveyor belt, and these people are chipping at it, and there's robots, and then it comes out, and then you put it in the wallet, the blockchain, and you connect those, and they go on train tracks, and then you get the Bitcoins. And you can go to El Salvador, and you can spend it, and you can go on surfing adventures, and then you have the Bitcoins.
At no
jingling
point
around your pockets.
In your incoherent rambling, did you come close to one blah, blah, blah?
The Bitcoins are they're in the computer. They're in the files.
I've tried to explain Bitcoin to people before, and I'm just like going further and further down a road of I don't know what the fuck I'm even saying anymore.
I guess it's like...
Yeah, they get it.
It's Venmo, but instead of your money from your account, it's from Elon Musk's account. Mm-hmm. Or Jill Biden. I'm not sure
George Soros
who runs the Bitcoins.
George Soros.
I thought it was that little pirate guy, but that's something totally different.
What pirate guy?
On the video games that my kids play.
Super Mario?
No, there's like a pirate, and it's called Clash of Clans? Something, and there's a pirate, and then that guy's I don't know.
I thought Bitcoin was when you get the coins when you hit the mushrooms in your head.
Yeah, it is actually Bitcoin. That's where they invented it. So,
all right, well, that was woo. Crypto Talk with Todd and Chris.
Yeah, hope you wrote that down so you can explain it to your parents or your children. This just in. A few moments ago, and now we're talking, you know, a little bit into the future, 2032. The Olympics are heading to Brisbane, Australia in 2032.
What time is it now?
Right now it's 11:40 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we have a little bit to go, but that means...
2032.
That means surfing is here to stay, there to stay in the Olympics. Because think about it. Okay, coming up next, Japan, Tokyo, Olympics. That's under a month away.
Then France.
France, a.k.a. Teopo. Now, explaining surfing...
And then Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles, Brisbane.
Goes to Los Angeles, then Brisbane?
Yeah. Explaining surfing in the Olympics is kind of like explaining Bitcoin. Somebody's asking me, they're like, so wait, the next Olympics is in Paris. Are they going to do it in Hossiger? I go, not exactly. It's in Paris, but it's in Tahiti. It's Chris, very far away from Paris.
What is a surfboard?
It's a vlog. It's about surfing.
Anyway, so I'm looking forward to the next Olympics in France.
Me too. What the next Olympics is in Japan.
No, but the one after this one.
Yes.
Anyway, hello.
Okay, so yeah.
Hi.
Oh, I thought someone came in here.
No.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Get the app, Adventure.io. You can find yourself dropping in and hitting a wall, as we have now seen one of the worst slams ever.
Oh, gosh.
In the history of skateboarding, I would say.
Worse than Sky Brown's?
One of the worst slams ever. Sky Brown's up there, but Lizzie Armanto dropped her part. It's a one-trick part, and it's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a real banger.
It's a banger. Wow, so... You described the Lizzie Armanto slam.
Lizzie Armanto drops into Elliot Sloan's mini mega. She, instead of popping over the gap, she somehow absorbs the transition, gets spit out the lip.
Straight.
Smashes into the vertical wall that is not the landing.
But not padded.
The in-between, non-padded wall. and then falls 40 feet onto her body in the dirt.
The sound, the look, the feel is terrifying. It's awful. I'm so happy she's already skating again.
Yeah, it's pretty
at a very high level. Lizzie Armanto is badass.
And she, when we had her on the set at Dew Tour, myself and Alex White had her on the set, and I asked her, I'm like, have you seen the footage yet? Because Chris Gregson showed me the footage when we were driving in the shuttle van from the airport to the hotel right before Dew Tour. He's like, dude, check this out. And it was that footage that popped. And I asked Lizzie if she'd seen it yet, and she said no. She said she hasn't even had any desire to see the footage yet. And then she said the other day that was the first time, you know, she'd really looked at the footage.
Oh,
it's so gross. It's really like a sack of potatoes being thrown against the wall and then falling onto the ground.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I didn't want to watch. As I saw it, it just came out and it was like Thrasher Magazine, Hall of Meat. I go, oh, God, here we go.
Super meaty.
Yeah. It's like. Straight, it's like she's shot out of a cannon into a wall, like cartoon style.
Yeah.
Wile E. Coyote. But she's good. She's fine. She's now one of the most badass skaters ever. And more about skateboarding. So skateboarding is making its debut in the upcoming Tokyo Olympics.
I feel like we talk about this a lot.
Two 12-year-olds could be the youngest ever to get medals. Kokona Hiraki and Sky Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the oldest skater, 46, Rune Glifberg, will
frickin'
be in the
Olympics. Runa is ripping, too. Yeah. He's skating so good. It's so rad to see that. It's just like the different styles that are going to be on display there.
Yeah.
And to have Rune bookending it on one end is so rad.
You know what I like about the Olympics in surfing and skateboarding and snowboarding? And probably all the other sports I don't know nothing about, but these three I know a little bit about, is the diversity that you get when you make the rule that you need representation from five continents.
Yep.
Countries only get two per, or surfing gets two, skating gets three per male, female. But it just really opens it up and makes the field that much cooler. I've had so many people asking me about El Salvador. Oh, what was it like? Was it cool? And my answer is the same every time. So, at the beginning of the event, it's amazing because you have 51 nations there.
Mm.
And so you have all these different storylines. And then at the end, it was all Olympic hype and telling people that incredibly emotional news that they've made the Olympics. And so it makes it, and taking nothing away from, let's say, like the Vans US Open of Surfing or big national events where it's, you know, 300 surfers from East Coast, West Coast, Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and some from France, you know, Japan, Brazil. It's cool, but you've seen these names a bunch. There's not a lot of stories. When you have a surfer competing from Ukraine, awesome story.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that the Olympics does this, and I finally found all the skaters, which we're not going to talk about all of them, but let's just pick a couple names out that you're excited to see skate in the Olympics for Park.
Rune, for sure.
Okay,
I think Rune's going to be really fun to watch. Oscar Rosenberg Halberg from
Always
Sweden.
Fun. Yep.
Pedro Barros, I feel like if anyone would be able to like harness the energy of the Olympic Games,
yeah,
it'd be him. And really, my number one person to watch is probably Corey Juneau.
Yeah.
Because he's like the reluctant champion. You know what I mean? Like he's one of these guys who he's won Dew Tour several times. His bag of tricks is more technical and deeper than most.
Yep.
And wouldn't it be insane to have that be the dude who gets the first gold medal in
park
skating?
He's just up there with his medals like, yeah, I'm stoked. I won. Corey Juneau. Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm excited to see the Pedro show.
Yep.
Zion Wright.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Dr. Z. The other Dr. Z.
Who else? I like the story of Andy Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard of Dallas Oberholzer. I wonder if that's related to Frankie Oberholzer. You remember that surfer, Frankie Oberholzer?
You just said that name wrong three times.
Oberholzer. Oberholzer.
Right.
From South Africa.
There you
and
go.
I think the same thing. Yeah, he could be related to Frankie. We'll have to dig deeper into that.
Okay.
Men's Street. Axel Crusher. Nyjah, of course.
Jake Ilardi.
Jake Ilardi's from Florida.
That's, I mean, There's a lot of Felipe Gustavo,
Mickey Papa,
you know. But I'll tell you, the one that probably I would be the happiest if they won, Manny Santiago.
Yeah, Manny Santiago, and Yuto.
And Yuto, but Manny would just be like the
Manny slays all
the happiest human being ever.
Women's Park. You can't not cheer for Bryce Wetstein.
Yep,
she's amazing. I'd like to see Lizzie Armanto do good, just battling back from the slam we were talking about.
But I think it's going to be really difficult to take down
Sakura,
Masugu.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, Kokona. Really hard.
Yeah, the young Japanese park skaters are so gnarly. Bombette Martin is going to the Olympics.
That's awesome.
Bombette from New York representing Great Britain. Women's Street, I want to see Raisa Leal do good because she's just so rad. Candy Jacobs, big fan. Who else we got? Mariah Duran. Alexis Sablon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's your Olympic skate talk for the week. Yeah, we've talked a lot about
it. We'll talk about that again next week.
When they come up. Brian Anderson has a brand new part out. Big BA fan.
I didn't see this. Is this new new?
It's called Lannenberg.
Hey. Okay, go ahead. Finish.
I was just going to say Lannenberg. He filmed throughout 2020, and it's super good. And anytime you see Brian Anderson footage,
keep talking.
Take it and get excited about
more.
It.
I have news.
Volcom's celebrating their 30th anniversary, and it wouldn't be a milestone without talking about the next generation, the Youth Against Establishment movement started by Volcom. I just watched a 12-year-old, Christian Jordan. Oh, my God. Did you see this kid?
The kid who does the long kink rail?
12 years old doing double his age stair count rails.
Insane.
So gnarly.
12.
And he's been getting, his parents been getting flack because he's not wearing a helmet. No, it's not my kid.
Not my kid either.
Not my kid. You said you had some big skating.
Yes. So the Tribeca Film Festival. Are you familiar with what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
it's Bobby De Niro's film fest.
Big film festival in New York. A movie premiered.
Yes.
That's kind of based around the time frame of when the movie Kids was filmed.
Okay.
Harmony Korine's movie.
Yep.
Larry Clark. It's called All the Streets Are Silent. And I'll read you a synopsis of what it is.
Yeah, break this off for us.
In the late 80s and early 90s, the streets of downtown Manhattan were the site of a collision between two vibrant subcultures, skateboarding and hip hop. Narrated by Zoo York co-founder Eli Gessner, with an original score by legendary hip-hop producer Large Professor, Nas, and A Tribe Called Quest. All the Streets Are Silent bring to life the magic of a time period and the convergence created by a style and visual language that would have an outsized and enduring cultural effect.
You had me at hello.
Dance floor, blah, 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 blah. But it's very cool because it's very much like Harold Hunter and like that era of like Brooklyn Banks and what was going on, you know, shut skateboards and just really cool. I don't know when. I know that they were having the virtual Tribeca Film Festival where you could pay $15 and watch it last week. I don't know when it's going to be like in circulation, but it just seems like this is going to be something really, really cool.
I think that time frame too really was a huge culturally impactful time frame.
Yeah.
Oh, this is special. We've got our first live special studio get. Come over here and say hi. This is Mikey.
Hi, Mikey.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. He's on. Mikey drove all the way from Arizona just to see the tail end of today's Monday Mass.
Are you impressed?
He bought a hat.
What's your initial impression?
Why didn't you wear your Monday Mass hat to the Monday Mass taping?
Too much of a
kiss-ass.
Okay. Right. No, perfect. You know what? I do the same when I go to shows. I'll never wear the band show that I'm at.
The shirt?
The shirt. I will never, you know, for example, when you go to your next Foo Fighters show, which the first album is great, you don't wear your Foo Fighters shirt
because
you want to play it cool. Maybe you wear like a Descendants shirt or something to let everyone around you know that like you're down with Foo Fighters, but you also like the Descendants and you're not... You didn't just buy the shirt and put it on at the show.
Got it.
That's why Mikey didn't wear his Monday Mass hat, which we respect.
Mikey, do you have a favorite? Yeah. Just give that door a shut. We have some construction going on right outside
just like Bombhole. They have employees, right?
Yeah.
We have one employee now. He's an intern for the next 25 minutes. He didn't know. Yeah, 30-day internship for Mikey. You're friends with Andrew Cannon.
I am friends with Andrew.
He speaks very highly of you.
Oh, I appreciate that. He's one of the nicest human beings around.
Does he ever say anything good about us to you?
Absolutely.
He did.
Text message proof coming through right now.
Wow. Are you into golf like Andrew Cannon is?
I do play golf with Andrew.
You do? Okay.
All right. He plays golf with Andrew Cannon.
Do you have Crocs?
Crocs? Short shorts?
Okay. All right.
Well, no Crocs and no short shorts.
You haven't taken the full Andrew Cannon experience.
Someday. Maybe next time Mikey comes to the show. He'll go full Andrew.
All right, so that was, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, that movie.
Yes.
So hopefully that comes out. Hopefully the Streets and Sidewalks movie that documents the history of skateboarding in New England comes out soon, too.
Oh, yeah, you were interviewed for that.
Yeah, but it's just going to be cool because there's a lot of things I want to see, a lot of interviews from people that I want to see
soon. When you're in a documentary and you still want to see it, you know it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Battle at the Barracks is coming back. This time,
dude,
it's bigger than
hold
ever.
Hold on a second.
Wait.
Did you see the dude at the barracks? Okay, this guy's shit. His kit
sidebar
is insane. Crocs and super. I gotta find this dude.
Wait, the kid with the spiked hair?
Yes.
Okay, so
what the hell is going on?
Okay, this falls into what's happening at the Battle of the Barracks. So it's 64 skaters this time, and they're represented by pros, Joes, icons and influencers. The kid you're talking about is an influencer.
Dude,
so,
but he like this is okay.
He's skating in like $500 or $600 Balenciaga bubble shoes.
What's this dude's name? This dude's name is he goes by
Burberry. Yeah. So he is an influencer. He will be in the Battle of the Barracks, going up against icons like Eric Costin.
He freaking rips in the worst gear ever.
But these shoes he's skating in are like $5,000 shoes.
They are?
And that's what makes it funny.
These are?
Yeah.
These space shoes?
Yeah, they're probably, those are like, Kanye West probably wears those.
These things?
Yes. Mikey, what do you think about skateboarding in $5,000 shoes for fun?
These aren't even shoes. They're like,
Teach their own, but I would never buy them.
Yeah.
I would never skate.
I'm not even sure if these are shoes. They just look like they're from space.
Well,
like
Todd's on Instagram. Go ahead.
Like if an alien.
No, these people are watching the show.
I'm just telling
to watch
I'm
you
going to describe,
on your Instagram.
I'm going to describe the shoe.
Oh, like you if better you, go. You better hurry up.
If you were like, okay, well, aliens are here. And the alien steps off.
They're kind of like alien succubus shoes
they
on
are,
your feet.
They look like they may have been grown. They don't look like they were manufactured. These shoes are like grown organically.
They're grown in the Louis Vuitton lab. They're $5,000, and this kid does not give a shit.
Just go to the barracks and look, or look up Burberry.
And get excited because Battle of the Barracks is coming back. I don't care who, I don't care what you say.
I'm dropping
I think Battle of the Barracks is so fun to watch.
This guy gets a follow.
You should follow Burberry XL. He's an influencer. So there's going to be guys like Jason Park, guys who influence. Stephen Lawyer will probably be. He's like pro, but also influencer. Either way, I love the concept of four different groups, 64 skaters converging.
Is Jason Park an influencer?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I know he's like, he's like an insane foot juggler.
Wizard.
Yeah.
I think his Instagram is Jason Park Sucks, I think.
And he's like Daewon, the new coming, the Hawaiian Daewon.
Yeah, Hawaiian one. Day Hawaiian, wait.
Stop.
I'll stop. You got any more skate news?
Nope.
Do you have any more skate news? Do you like Mike or Mikey?
I'm generally Mikey.
Mikey. Yep. We'll keep it Mikey here for you.
Any skate news?
No skate news.
All right.
No skate news for Mikey.
Snow news.
Snow news. Mikey, do you have any snow news?
I got some. That's right.
Oh my gosh.
I was on the bomb hole last week, and we won't see that for another month.
The world's greatest snowboarding podcast. Right.
There was some beef.
It's not the greatest action sports podcast.
I started some beef.
What is the beef? Give us a bomb hole.
Oh, well, you're like the second greatest action sports podcast.
They don't talk about surfing on the bomb.
That's what I said.
Or skateboarding.
That's what I said. Well, actually, they're trying to expand their... They have skiers on there. They've had some skaters on there. I can see what they're doing. They're trying to encroach on our territory.
Well, obviously, they're running out of snowboarders.
Yeah. They don't have nerd news, then I don't know what... I mean, that's really why everyone tunes in.
They're like, we got this. These guys... Oh, like the hottest. And now they're going... Chris, I guess we'll call Todd.
Stop.
He's an icon of the sport.
We need to move on. We'll talk about this when it
happens. Todd was on the bomb hole.
So this weekend, a couple things that this is like a nerd news slash skate news crossover.
A collab. Okay.
Wait, is this where we're snow news?
We're still in snow news.
Snow news.
Yeah.
But this kind of backs up into skate news. So
okay.
A couple
reach
new,
around.
There's a couple new video games dropping. One is called Skate Bird. It's basically a bird that skateboards. I'm like, fucking Tony Hawk. Yeah,
they must have heard us talking about wanting to see more animated animals doing
but anyways,
stuff.
It's like a bird that skateboards.
Okay.
So skateboard video games are coming.
Oh, Skate Bird.
Skateboard. Right? Skate Bird.
Take the board out and you bird. Skate Bird.
Skate Bird, man.
Okay.
So that's coming, new video game. And then also another new snowboarding game called Shredders.
Shredders.
It was announced yesterday or Friday in the Xbox.
Digital
during
E3. Yeah.
Electronic Entertainment Expo.
And I actually watched the trailer, the play trailer, and I think it looks fun.
Giant,
because you can just go across the whole mountain.
Giant meh for me.
Well, do you play snowboarding games anymore?
I don't.
Okay, well.
I feel like it's dead.
Snowboarding games are dead.
Snowboarding games are dead. Like, well, it peaked at Cool Borders.
If Cool Borders.
Right? Can you do... Was there a catchphrase from Shaun White's game that you remember?
But what was the other one where it was like...
Transworld
Cold
Snowboarding?
Cold Snap or something.
When?
X3.
Amped.
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 Amped snowboarding.
Like, I feel like dope. I feel like Cool Borders and Amped is where the snowboard video games peaked.
Well...
That's
let's
just
see,
my
Shredders,
opinion.
We would love to try the game. We'd love for you to prove legendary snowboarder, upcoming guest on the bomb hole, Todd Richards, wrong.
Yeah.
We would love to try the game. We know the whole group at iIllusions and Let It Roll are fans of this podcast, right?
I don't know. Did you get the name right?
iIllusions and Let It Roll.
Wouldn't that be
Illusions. Shredders will be available on Game Pass when it's released in December of 2021.
All right.
Just in time for the mid of snow season.
Where can I not put my money down for a deposit?
I didn't know this, but Minneapolis apparently is one of the street boarding meccas of America.
You didn't know that?
I did not know the Twin Cities were holding such a prominent street scene, but now I do because Eric Leone and Mike Little blew my mind in a recent video drop called Correlation. It's the second installment of Correlation. Did you see it?
Nope.
It's really good. Long rails stuff.
You think about
street riding.
Midwest is frozen. And they have some decent rails. There's a lot of schools, a lot of industrial areas, and it is a little rolly. So there's some hills.
Yeah, I was surprised to know that Des Moines, Iowa is a big street
right by where
spot.
The Detour was, there was the Dust Box had that crazy big fishing pole was actually in one of the videos. Pretty cool, right?
I'm into it. Do you have any other snowboarding news?
Not right now.
We have reporters and friends... And family going to New Zealand and Chile.
No, we don't.
We know people that might go.
People are at Mount Hood right now, though, and I know Oregon's kicking.
The Hood's
all the
still
summer
rocking.
Camps, High Cascade Summer Camp, and all the summer camps up there are starting to pop.
And can you go?
You can go up
and
there
and camp
ride.
And
there's a public park at Timberline. You can go up and ride.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in. I'm in. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Mikey, when you come to Encinitas, which is basically your second home, do you go to Panic and Coffee and Tea?
Almost daily.
Almost daily. Mikey knows.
I've been waiting for this nerd news. There's a lot of nerd news. There's probably more nerd news right now than there is other stuff in this
podcast.
Oh
my gosh. I got a great message from my friend, Jeffrey Wright. You might know him as Bernard
from
Westworld.
Are you kidding me? We're best
Westworld's
friends.
Coming back.
We're best friends
season
with
season 4.
Is it really?
Yes. When? I invited...
When? Do we have a release date yet?
Hold on. Jeffrey! J-Dog! JW! Bernard! No, he... but we're friends now. And it's pretty sweet. I messaged Jeffrey Wright, the actor. I got two messages.
No.
Brendan Rosch.
He'll hit us. I mean, if it, how
don't message me during the show, guys.
To have him
unless
on the
you're
podcast.
Jeffrey Wright, it'll be so rad.
Do you think he'd be down?
Yes.
Okay.
So for those of you who don't know, Jeffrey Wright, who plays Bernard on Westworld, which actually was filmed just a couple blocks away, is a self-proclaimed surf kook who loves surfing. He grew up skateboarding, building ramps in his neighborhood, and he's got the photos to prove it. Jeffrey Wright is a G.
That's awesome.
And he's a huge fan of this show. He just doesn't know it yet, as are most people in the world.
What if he's our ticket to Hollywood?
I know. Would love a guest spot on. If you got a guest spot on Westworld, would you want to be a robot? Would you want to be a visitor to the park?
I want to be a visitor to the park.
You want to be a visitor?
Just like one of those rich assholes.
You want to have sex with the robots?
Sure.
And kill them. Well, that's what most visitors do. I'm just going by what they do.
I forgot
on the
how
show.
Good Westworld was. I think the last Westworld ended like right when the pandemic started.
I know that was bad timing.
Oh. Anyway,
do you think it's going to be samurais in the next season?
For real, though.
Well, they were in that samurai world. I'm going to have to rewatch all of them now.
Hey, Loki, did you watch?
Okay, yes. We're talking about it's now. Good, this is the part of the show brought to you by.
The Disney,
Cox Cable.
The Disney Channel.
Cox Internet.
Loki is really good.
Loki on Disney Plus. Is it called Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Amazing. I watched it with my son, and just the first minute, it's like just as good as the movies.
I like that actor a lot.
Tom Middleton?
Yeah, he's great. And I think with him paired up with
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson is great.
Yeah. So far, one episode in, I already know this show is going to be incredible.
I watched the first episode of Sweet Tooth.
I was going to say, Sweet Tooth is another one.
It was one I was kind of reluctant because it kind of looks like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe bullshit. Like,
right.
Oh, a little kid with horns.
Hybrid
like,
children.
Yeah. But it's pretty good so far.
Pretty good. I'm right there with you. A little slow build. Mm-hmm. If you like children who are mixed with animals, hybrid children, you know, goats, deer,
but did you notice,
sheep.
Spoiler alert. Did you notice in the show that they're kind of alluding to, whoa, this one can talk. So the rest of them, the other ones are just like more animal.
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to find out.
It'll be, you know, it's cool. It's kind of like right on time. It's post pandemic world earth.
It's on brand.
Yeah. And it looks creepy and Chris, I like it.
And so we were kind of talking about E3.
E3?
And so Bethesda and Xbox. By the way, if anyone has a line on an Xbox Series X they want to drop to me, please do.
Buy one?
I want to buy one.
But well, we were talking about shows we like.
No. We can. This is how this works. We're fractal.
Yeah. So, I start a thought and then he
right.
talks about something totally different.
There's so many freaking games coming out for
really?
Xbox. Like a new Halo game, freaking awesome. New Guardians of the Galaxy game. Freaking awesome. Avatar game.
Wow.
I don't see that one. The Avatar one's kind of weird because did Avatar weird you out when like they did the little horse, the little antenna thing?
I did not mind the soul bonding of it.
Yeah, but like
the interchangeable
but that's how they,
blue.
But that's how like they did it too. Like
yeah.
But they also did like doing it with the horse.
Yeah. Weird. Mikey, what did you think about Avatar, the sex scenes in Avatar? They were.
But were they?
Slightly turned on, slightly weird.
Kind of, yeah. Perfect. I'm right. with Mike. I was right there in the
like
middle.
If you were walking in the woods and you came upon two 14-foot tall things
docking,
just like docking.
Yeah,
it is kind of docking.
I would watch. I would hide halfway behind the tree, and I would purely out of scientific
curiosity.
You have
to remember, they're like 14 feet tall. And blue.
I'm still so addicted to F1 Drive to Survive, the best reality show on TV.
All right.
Until Ultimate Surfer comes out.
When is that again?
August.
Okay. I feel like a lot of things are happening in August.
Yeah, August is hot. Thor, Love and Thunder sees the return of Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, Tessa Thompson, Christian Bale playing Gore the God Butcher, and Russell Crowe playing Zeus, and Chris Pratt's making his return with Star-Lord, along with other members of Guardians of the Galaxy.
And
is it true that...
directed by Taika Waititi. So you know, yes, it's going to be freaking funny.
It's
going to
be badass.
I think he's in it too.
Is
some weird thing.
Is Tom Middleton's not in it though as Loki?
I don't think so.
I thought it's Ben, not Ben Affleck. Who's the other guy?
Who?
Matt Damon.
What?
Is that a joke?
About? What?
Is Matt Damon taking over the role of Loki, or was that an internet joke from The Tonight Show?
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
I don't even know.
I saw a picture of Matt Damon playing Loki, and I don't know, maybe I just know a little bit about, more about the Marvel Universe
maybe
than you do.
It's possible.
Yeah. I just want to also say that big things happened at my house over the weekend.
Yeah, what was this thing?
I got my first Victory Royale in the new island on Fortnite before my son rubbed it in his face for 2 days straight.
Dude, you could see when you posted that on Instagram, your son was like really hurt.
Yeah.
And you were like hurting him more.
Well,
he's going to carry that with him through life, and it's going to stop him from becoming great.
Well, sometimes.
What does that mean?
I got a dub.
What did you do?
I got a dub.
What's a dub?
A win. W.
Oh. What,
win. I just shortened it to dub. I am a Fortniter.
You're the ultimate winner.
You can find me on Fortnite. Cut you up 666. Find me. Let's play. But yeah, I am the current household leader, the champion of Fortnite.
Solid.
Yeah, so that's happening at my house. Do you have any other nerd news you'd like to talk about?
Nope.
Not yet?
No, maybe
there's
later.
Probably some stuff brewing in his mind. Did you watch the YouTuber fight the boxer? Is that old?
That was weird. Is that? No, that happened last Sunday.
Yeah.
Wait, did it? Yeah.
Nobody won though, right?
But it was weird though. It was like watching like someone. It was really weird. Like one dude was like really tall.
I didn't
the other guy
watch
was kinda
it.
Short.
I kind of just watched it on my phone.
Wait, which one are we talking about?
Mayweather like, and
oh,
Logan.
Oh, yeah. I watched that.
Logan Paul. What
but
were you
we,
thinking
I already
about?
Posted that. Remember I posted the picture of you getting punched
I know,
in the face?
But did we talk about it on the actual podcast?
I think we did.
But a lot of people saying that was some of Todd's best work.
But there was another one. There was another YouTube versus TikTok fight this weekend.
Is it Jake Paul going up against
Woodley? No, it was like two other guys, and one dude was like a solid 5 feet taller than the other guy.
Well, we don't know anything about boxing or
apparently,
TikToking.
Apparently, this is the new way to do it, is we just do unsanctioned fights of just whoever versus whoever.
You just, if you have a big enough social media following, you can just fight people.
At what point is it going to be like Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson? Like, someone's going to die.
The biggest.
And it's not going to be Mike Tyson.
Fighting Mayweather was as big as you can get. He's the most famous boxer in the world.
Yeah, but like they weren't even matched. Like, so if you want to take Jake Paul's actual size and match him with someone of equal size,
who's the older brother? Jake Paul or Logan Paul?
Does it matter?
Mikey doesn't know. Thank goodness you don't know.
Who cares?
What if Mikey just came through? He's like, no, you guys. I know everything about the Paul brothers. We'd have to kick him out of the show, right?
I'm just saying, why not have him be straight up? Like, how much do you think Mike Tyson weighs?
Oh, my God.
Like
we haven't
lot.
Even talked about Lego Masters yet.
What?
The best reality show on TV. Ooh, almost better than F1
still,
Drive to Survive. Lego Masters
that's
is
still
back.
On?
It's back.
Is Mike Tyson on it?
No.
Oh.
Batman's on it. Lego Batman's on it.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Oh
who's
my
that?
Gosh.
Chris Cantori?
Yeah.
Doesn't he know that we're live?
Should we pick it up?
Yeah, just bring it. Put him in there.
All right. Hey, you're on the Monday Mass Podcast with Chris Cote and Todd Richards. This is Chris Cantori. We're at Nerd News.
What's up, Raz?
You're live. You're live on the podcast
what do you got
right
for nerd
now.
News? You better bring something hot. You're blowing our
I
podcast.
I love nerds.
Like the candy or the people?
Both.
I like
with
it.
The Z and the people.
We were talking at the top of the show about Sundown Sessions coming up. We got Pato Bantan. I do not drink the coke. I only smoke.
Senso mia.
That's right. Todd's spilling on his shirt.
I appreciate you getting the name right this week, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. I did my
so
research.
So rad. And it's awesome being on the Tuesday Mass, man.
Yeah, on a Monday.
It's Monday, yeah.
Insane.
Well, we're going to finish this podcast, and then we're going to listen to your podcast with my friend and your friend, Brandon Parkhurst.
Yeah, you guys, we're all doing some pretty awesome, amazing things. So don't let me interrupt.
See?
You do you and Todd and all your awesomeness, and I'll be in touch.
You.
All right.
We'll call you after the show.
See us.
That's Chris Cantori, bona fide
anybody
legend.
Anybody else you want to just have call in real quick?
Well, Chris Cantori is not only a sponsor of the podcast, but also a friend of the podcast. And he did a great podcast with Brandon Parker, guitar player of Cut You Up, and Yovi.
So what is going on now with Cut You Up?
I'm sweating.
Are you guys going to be back?
Cut You Up is playing, yeah.
But are you guys remastering something? Or what is the reason?
There could be a remastering of a previous released album. So I can't talk anymore about it. The music industry is...
Cutthroat?
Cutthroat.
All right.
Which brings us to questions.
Let's go. A lot of people's
favorite part of the podcast is our question and answer section. And we've got some good ones. Questions are brought to you by Beneath Apparel, BN3TH Apparel, Elstair Parker.
What is he saying?
Says, hey Todd, how's your bomb hole? Is it true your parents almost named you Terry?
Yes. Did I say that on the podcast at some point?
I don't know.
Yes, my parents almost named me Terry. They came really close.
Really? Yeah. Terry Richards.
Terry Cloth.
Wait, Terry Richards. Isn't that one? It sounds familiar. Terry Richards.
Anyway.
Yeah. Jed, Pacific Northwest. Hopefully you got your hat, which I shipped a month later. I downloaded Cut You Up on Apple Tunes this week. Not bad at all. How do you get paid from the downloading? That's a funny story. Because for the last 20 years, somebody else was getting paid from our songs.
Really?
Not that anyone was really downloading them, except for Jed.
Does this have anything to do with what we were just talking about?
Yeah, so we took all Cut You Up songs off of Spotify, or all of the first album off of Spotify.
For real, somebody else was getting paid for your music.
There was some weird music industry shady
Sounds
business
like some
happening.
Oh, shit.
This is from Skateboards and Something. Skateboards and Something. Nature. Skateboards and Nature. After the most recent Dew Tour stop, Todd posted a photo of himself skating vert to legitimize his role as a skateboard commentator.
Yep.
Can you provide some background about what prompted this move? Have you ever felt the need to do this while working a surf event? Finally, which sport is the least welcoming to commentators who are not normally associated with the sport?
I would say skating is least welcoming.
In theory.
For commentators.
Yeah.
The reason that I posted that was because...
You were getting trolled.
I got trolled somewhere.
It happened.
I'm not even going to like lend any more breath to this, but it was just somebody said something and then a bunch of people jumped in on the post that the dude put up.
Right.
And I could tell they were just all like just people that didn't have any fucking idea.
You know.
And I was pissed.
We're sensitive people. You know, we're trying to do our best job whenever we get a commentator job. And I think sometimes you feel... You feel like you need to show people out there that you know what you're talking about. And most people already know, we know what we talk about when we're commentating. But it does feel good to have some footage to back up the history the work that you've done, your pedigree,
et
cetera.
Plus, it's like, I mean, I literally grew up. Like that
more
was,
skateboarding
that was all
than snowboarding.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. That's all I wanted to do. So to hear someone be like, man, it's some snowboard dude in it, blah, blah, blah.
I know. See, he's getting sensitive about it. He's going to post himself talking on a podcast later just to prove
that
he can do it.
Just to prove that I'm a podcaster.
This is from Josh Walker.
What does he say?
What is your favorite part about being able to travel again for work? El Salvador looked awesome. I got a great answer to this. My favorite part of going to surf, skate, snowboarding events lately has been the camaraderie between the crew that you don't get to see often. So in El Salvador, for example, every night we'd have dinner and we'd play cards and there'd be eight of us around the table, you know, like homie from Azores, Chile, Mexico, Cali Carranza, shout out to for teaching us the card game. And so you just get this cool group and it's really authentic catching up and storytelling and it's just awesome. So my favorite part of traveling to these places is the people that are kind of like, when you work these big events and you do multiple events, they're kind of like your traveling family.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I thought like when we went to Dew Tour, the most fun part about it was like
skating around,
just eating food and bullshitting.
Yes,
because I don't really go out when I'm at home.
No,
the people that I see are like you.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
And then the dudes in the water.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's a great question, though. So, yeah, the people. This is... Ooh, who's this from?
Wow.
I don't even know.
That's a lot. Let's just make up someone's name. This is from... what's the guy's name?
Okay. This is from Ken Lewis, I believe. Okay. Question one. The upcoming event at the Surf Ranch is one of the most boring events to watch as a spectator.
Booyah.
What's one thing that Cote would do to recommend it to make it more enjoyable?
Wrestling air outfits. Sections. What?
Air sections.
I want everyone to dress like a pro wrestler and have like a thing.
Yeah. I would love entrance
like
music.
Undertaker. He comes out in a coffin.
You know what I think? So Supercross is a great example of... the best introductions, right?
Yeah.
They come out, they do a lap. This is the bad boy of motocross, blah, blah. And it's like Kid Rock playing or whatever shit they're playing when they roll right around. I think that would be amazing for surfers to walk out of the tunnel. Coming up next, Caroline Mark. She comes out and it's like, California, no sun.
I'm really bummed. Okay, so.
There's fireworks and there's lasers.
The closest that we had to that in surfing was Maddie. I'm Australian with the... My brain just completely shut off.
His brain just farted.
All those wetsuits with the boobs and shit on it?
Matt Wilkinson.
Matt Wilkinson.
Yeah.
He was the closest we had to someone that was like a caricature... Showman. Like a caricature of themselves. Funny. Like, here he comes.
Yeah.
And I thought that was... That's like hilarious.
You want more...
Character.
Characters. I agree. This is from Adam Etzart. Adam Etzart. Monday Mass question. Mid-80s cartoons. You can only pick one. Voltron, Thundercats, Silverhawks, or Mask.
My Mask. Mask has the best theme song of any cartoon ever in the history of anything. It freaking slaps.
It slaps. I'm still going... I'm going Voltron. No, I'm going Thundercats. Thundercats, final answer.
Okay, keep going. I'm gonna queue up the Mask theme song to take us out.
This is a question from Sketchy Tank. Why do pro surfers have the worst facial hair?
Do they?
I believe he's speaking about like neck beards and like pube necks.
Pube neck.
John Florence.
Does he have a pube
recently
neck?
Had a neck beard that was sus.
Just blonde.
Shane Beshen started the neck beard trend with no facial hair and just like under neck, under beard.
Really?
Other like, pros with
what about a
bad
zeard,
facial
like
hair.
Just like a zit beard.
Gabriel Medina... It's sponsored by Gillette, so he has no face or pit and probably no undercarriage. So I don't know why surfers have bad facial hair. I think maybe the salt water and the sun does something. It kind of like lightens up the pubes on the face.
Really?
It's a great question, though.
I don't like
it. We may never know. We may never know. We got to wrap this up.
Hold on. I'm trying to get to the freaking Mask thing, but... Are you experiencing
most
interruptions?
Most time spent on phone of any podcast,
dude,
award
I'm
goes
adding
to
the podcast.
Todd Richards, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm adding to it.
Guy goes on the bomb hole one time and thinks he's too good for the Monday Mass.
I BT'd it.
What is the world's greatest action sports podcast?
This is.
Not the best snowboard podcast, but.
What the fuck,
oh,
dude.
My gosh. So hopefully you've liked and subscribed already, because by now you're just over it. You do not. You probably want to unsubscribe by now.
Do you feel like you're being held hostage?
This better be good.
Here it comes. Thanks for joining us.
Still
on
waiting.
Monday Mass.
Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Mikey for chopping in, stopping
this is
in.
The sickest.
This is pretty good.
Song that's ever been with a cartoon.
Sickest song that's ever been a song.
We'll see you guys next week. Listen to this, though. Seriously.
You're right.
But wait. You got to wait till it hits
the... I'm going to turn this on.
No, leave it on. People want to hear this.
Thanks for tuning in.
Right here.
Thanks for tuning in. Glad you waited for that. Bye, Todd. Bye, fans.